Truth is more than information and more than facts.
Dr. Tony Evans says a lot of what passes for truth doesn't hold up when you compare it to the heavenly standard.
Unless what you're calling true is what God says is true, it's not the truth.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Jesus said the truth would set us free, but only one kind of truth can have that effect. And Dr. Evans tells us about it today as he takes us to Ephesians chapter 6. Let's join him.
Paul the Apostle speaks to the church at Ephesus and Christians everywhere that there is an attire necessary for us to wear if we're going to be successful in this thing called the Christian life. He introduces us to the first piece of attire that gives you victory in the spiritual realm, which affects how things work in the physical realm. And he calls it, gird up your loins with truth. Verse 14 says, gird up your loins with truth. The first thing that you must keep with you at all times is a truth belt. What a belt does is bring order to the attire. With the belt, you aren't sagging, and you shouldn't be. When the belt's there, then now I'm ready to move, because now I won't disturb the order of things if I keep my belt buckled. He says, if you're going to win in the spiritual realm, you need a belt. And the name of this belt is called truth. Now, this raises a fundamental question for us and our culture today. And Pilate asked it many years ago, what is truth? What is truth? An accountant, a psychologist, and a lawyer were together one day discussing truth. The psychologist said, truth is what you feel it to be. When you go to many psychologists and psychiatrists, the first question is, how do you feel? Truth is, for some, is what you feel it to be. The accountant says, working with numbers, truth is what you need it to be. Of course, the lawyer said, truth is what you want it to be. What is this thing called truth? Because it is your understanding of truth. Because truth is all over the place today. You hear people regularly talking about my truth. I know my truth. My truth. It is because we do not understand this belt and why it is so critical, and I'll tell you why it's critical in a moment, that we start off dressing wrong. And when you start off dressing wrong, everything else is going to look out of place. He says the first thing you must never leave home without is truth. Our world today is full of opinions, prognostications, perceptions. And so you're not sure what is true. What is true? Here's the definition of true. Truth is an objective standard by which reality is measured. It is an objective standard that is a standard outside of you. It is outside of you. It is an objective standard by which you measure the reality of something. It is not predicated first and foremost on how you feel or what you think about it. Feelings change. You're happy, you're sad, you're glad, you're mad. Feelings change. You cannot use your feelings as a measurement of truth. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not suggesting you disregard feelings. Feelings are real. Feelings are there. I'm not saying you skip feelings. I am saying you don't allow feelings to be the final arbitrator of what the truth is. That's a big difference. Acknowledge them, have them. God gave us feelings, but never allow them to be the final determiner of truth. You say, well, I'm smart. My mind, I can figure this out. I don't care how smart you are finite in your brilliance. You are smartly limited. You have limitations. That's why with new information, we go, oh. How many times have you went, oh, or oops? New information was added to your brilliance that you were previously unaware of, which made you change your view. New information. That's why they do all these studies, come up with new information and tell you different things, because they get new data. God is the only one who has all the information. Everybody else is ever learning it. So we're finite in our minds. What will we use? Our moral instincts? Well, they vary. Everybody has different opinions about right and wrong and good and bad and up and down. So you must, I must, we must make a definitive statement about truth. Watch this, even when we don't like it. Because I'm going to tell you now, a lot of truth, you don't like it. My father one day went to the doctor. And the doctor was telling him what was wrong and what he had to do. And my father did not like what the doctor had to say. He did not like it. I said, Dad, what did the doctor say? He told me what the doctor said. And then he said, I ain't fooling with him. I said, but wait a minute. He did the test. He did the examination. He said this was wrong. He said, I ain't fooling with him. I said, well, what you gonna do? And his answer was, change doctors. Isn't that what we do? When we hear somebody who says the truth, but we don't like the truth, we switch. Folks switch churches because they don't want the truth. Folks switch counselors because they don't like it. Folks switch friends because they don't like it. That's not, the question is it the truth? Why? Why is this a critical issue? Because demons piggyback on lies. See, this is why this is not a small issue. Demons ride horseback on lies. So if you have believed a lie, you have invited a demon. Okay, did you hear me? If you believe a lie, remember the schemes of the devil are deception. If you believe a lie, you have now told a demon, you have permission to ride me. Ride my back, control my life, because that is the engine they piggyback on. See, so many of us are demon-led, thinking we're okay. We're flying upside down, thinking we're right side up, and demons are behind the wheel. You function with a mindset of truth, with a fixed standard. Here is why. Because your soul and my soul, which is the mind, the emotions, and the will, that's your soul, has been distorted. I hate to tell you that, but it's distorted. It's distorted. It's messed up. You can't trust you. All of us have kids who do this, who think they're grown. Come on, you ever had a kid thought they were grown? Even if you don't have children, you were a child thinking you were grown. And the reason I know that is because your mama told you. They think they're grown, so they will tell a parent with no experience, no knowledge, no money, they ain't got nothing going for them, but they will tell a parent how things ought to be. And then guess what they do? They will go use their friends as a way to endorse them talking to you. Well, my friends, they will try to bum rush you with group thinking. And their friends are as ignorant as they are. Well, we're God's children. We're children. We don't know enough to have independent truth. And so we live lives upside down, rather than right side up, because of distorted souls. And that's when they get their entrance, the demonic realm. And when they do, they establish a hard drive in the head, because the way they rule you The spiritual realm we're talking about is in your mind. Your problem, my problem, our problem is between our ears. That's where the problem is. 2 Corinthians 10, well-known scripture, spiritual warfare, verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. The way you win is not with your human capacities, but divinely inspired for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying, look at what we're destroying, speculations and every lofty thing raised up against, guess what, the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to obedience of Christ. He says what the evil world wants to do is set up a fort in your mind and create speculations. Every time a demon hears you say, I think, they say, hey, pay attention. We got him because she didn't go on to her thinking. He didn't go on to his thinking. So what they do is set up a fort. It says fortresses, a fort, okay? And they set up a fort that must be dismantled. We must destroy, it says, speculations, your ideas. He says we are to destroy speculations and we are to destroy not only speculations, but every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. Here it is. You ought to get rid of, I am to get rid of, we ought to get rid of anything that blocks God's point of view from getting through.
When Dr. Evans returns in a moment, he'll explain why it's so crucial to be able to see God's point of view. In the meantime, check into getting a copy of his popular book, Warfare, Winning the Spiritual Battle. It'll show you how to bring God's power to bear on the spiritual battles taking place behind the scenes of your life. Even if you're facing serious oppression in the form of substance abuse, sexual or emotional problems, relational issues, and more, make a fresh start today by requesting your copy of Warfare. It's yours as our thank you gift when you help keep Tony's teaching on this station with your contribution. We only have one source of income to cover the cost of bringing you this program each day, and that's the faithful support of the friends God brings our way. Visit us at TonyEvans.org and let Tony know he can count on your help. And if you do that right away, we'll include a special bonus, his current series, The Armor of God. This 8-part collection on CD or digital download includes a lot of material we won't have time to present on the broadcast. So don't wait. Make your contribution and request online at TonyEvans.org. I'll repeat all that information, and Dr. Evans will continue today's teaching right after this.
Today our atmosphere is being contaminated by a sense of selfishness. It is in kindness that we are not destroyed.
Join Tony Evans in his Kindness in the Culture campaign to set a new standard for our nation. Take part by doing a practical act of kindness for someone each week. Then pray with them and share the gospel with them through our convenient kindness cards. Visit TonyEvans.org to learn more. Be kind. Change culture.
He expects his people to be ambassadors of kindness. Nice can be your persona. Nice can be your personality. Kindness is your action.
And now let's return to our message. Here's Dr. Evans.
Anything that blocks God's point of view from getting through must be torn down. Because if they can get a fort, block out God's point of view, leave you with your point of view, your mama's point of view, your friend's point of view, your neighbor's point of view, and your own personal point of view, gotcha. That realm owns you. And you find yourself in a stronghold. What Satan wants to do is pull a partition in your mind. He wants you to have the God side and he wants you to have the man side. He wants you to have the Bible side and he wants you to have what other people think side. He does not mind you saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, preach it, let me read my Bible. He wants you, he likes you going to church. As long as on Monday you're going to flip and go to the other side, he owns you because he's created a partition of the mind that keeps truth or the knowledge of God from flowing through. It blocks out the knowledge of God. And without the knowledge of God, you do not have the work of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God bringing you victory. And so he says that there's got to be truth with a belt that you wear all the time. Let me tell you something else about truth. Truth is more than information and more than facts. It includes information and it includes fact, but you can have fact and information and not have truth. It's like the man who was going fishing and he brought home 20 catfish and he said to his wife, honey, I caught 20 catfish today. That's a fact. He brought in 20 catfish. She said, well, how did you catch the catfish? He said, well, I went to the fish market and told the guy, throw me 20 fish. Now, he gave the fact, but it wasn't the truth. In other words, he configured the facts so that he could hide the truth. See? Truth is more than facts. It is also the intent of the facts. It's the intent of the facts. The Bible calls it truth in the inner part. Listen, that's why the Bible says when you come before God, lift your veil. Don't come with a hidden face, but you're using all this spiritual language. You know, you sounding right. God bless you, Heavenly Father. You're a great God. Blah, blah, blah. But you're veiled. You are hidden. He says, I am not listening. When you come before me, you lift the veil and you are raw, exposed. You come to me with no hidden agenda. And the reason why we pray the same thing over and over again is we come to God with a veiled face. We don't come to God to unload all the reality. We come to look good in front of him. But when it comes to spiritual warfare, you can't trick the demonic realm. They know the truth, the whole truth. Now, sometimes truth can be tough. I'm reminded of the humorous story of the two very wicked businessmen. And they started attending this church, and the church was in a building fund campaign. One of the businessmen, one of the brothers, died. The other wicked brother came to him and said, now, Pastor, I know you're in this building fund, and I have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that I want to write a check out for the building fund for you under one condition. When you funeralize my brother next week, you've got to call him a saint. You got to say as part of the funeral, he's a saint. And then I'll give you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, the pastor is caught on the horns of a dilemma because he knows this guy is not a saint. Yeah, he needs his money because he's in a building program. So the question was, how can I be authentic and tell the truth and not lose this money? Or can I? It came to the funeral. It was time for the eulogy. He began speaking about this brother and he said, this man was wicked, evil. He was almost Satan incarnate in his business practices. But compared to his brother, he's a saint. There's a way to deal with the truth. So what am I saying? Jesus made a statement, you don't have to turn there, but you all know it, John 8. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, everybody likes to quote that without having defined the truth. See, so that's a nice thing to throw out there to make it sound like you're using the Bible. But unless what you're calling true is what God says is true, it's not the truth. I don't care how many people voted for it. I don't care how many people agree with it. I don't care how popular it is. If it disagrees with a divine point of view, it's not the truth, so you won't be free. You will not be delivered. You will not be victorious. And you sure enough won't be free indeed. For he who the Son sets free is sure enough free. Indeed free. For real free. Because the truth sets people free. But it's God's truth, not your truth. It's God's truth, not man's truth. It's God's truth because the demonic spiritual realm, here it is, Jack Nicholson said it best, can't handle the truth. See, they can't handle the truth. When Jesus was being attacked by the devil and he hit him three times with the truth, the Bible says, and the devil left him because he couldn't take it. He couldn't handle it because his nature is a lie. His nature is deception. So you keep hammering with the truth, even though you don't feel it. You keep hammering with the truth, even though you don't like the truth. You keep hammering with the truth, even though the truth is not what you want. But you keep hammering with the truth. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but God said, but God said, but God said, boom, boom, boom. You keep hammering him. You keep hammering him. Now, you may have homosexual feelings, but that's not who you are. Because God says, once you've accepted Christ, you are a saint. You are a son of daughter of the living God. That's who you are. Satan's got you thinking you something you were never meant to be. But you've been thinking it so long that now you believe it. But now you got to say, no, devil, you just lied to me. You told me I'm a homosexual. God tells me I'm righteous in him. So you lying. God's telling the truth in spite of how I'm feeling. Devil, you said I'm an alcoholic. God says I'm not an alcoholic. Now I may have a propensity toward alcohol, but now that I'm repeating what God has said, I'm going to move this partition so the Spirit of God can go through. Man says I'm nobody. My mother said I'm nobody. Mama was lying because God says I am somebody. I'm a son or daughter of the living God. That's the truth. And I'm going to keep saying the truth. And I'm going to tear down this partition. And I'm not going to let you lie to me. You a lie and the devil's not going to have his way in this. And you keep bombarding with the truth. And I don't care how long or how high that wall has been. How long that wall has been up. You keep hammering bam with the truth. 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 And then one of these minutes, you're going to see a little crack. There's going to be a little crack in there. There's going to be a little crack. And you know what that crack means? This wall's on its way down. That crack means this wall is on its way down. And once you see that crack, you ain't going to let it go. Bam, bam. And you will see the truth set you free.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about the only kind of truth that can have that effect. But real freedom begins when God takes away the load of sin that each and every one of us carries, no matter how far gone we feel. Here's what Dr. Evans says about that.
Do you feel like you're too sinful, too flawed, too rebellious, that you fail too much for God to ever forgive you? Guess what? You are a perfect candidate for salvation. Jesus said that he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance and salvation. So if you're a big sinner, you've got a bigger Savior. If you go to Jesus Christ now, carry the boatload of sins with you to the cross, acknowledge him to be your Savior, acknowledge your sins needing to be forgiven, and trust him to do the forgiving that you desperately desire. He promises he will forgive you, give you eternal life, and offer you the free gift of salvation. I don't care how big your basket of sins are, carry them to Jesus. He's ready to empty them for you.
Find out more about what it means to be a real Christian. Visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link that simply says Jesus. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know to get your new life in Christ started right. Now, today's lesson was called The Belt of Truth, part of Tony's current series, The Armor of God, a comprehensive look at how to avoid becoming a casualty of the spiritual war going on behind the scenes of your life. This 8-part series is yours as our thank you gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station by making a contribution in support of his ministry. Along with it, we'll send you the valuable and informative book I told you about earlier, Warfare. Be sure to take advantage of this limited-time double offer while it's still available. Drop by TonyEvans.org today or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are ready day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. God has only one standard of behavior, absolute perfection. So how can a mere human do anything but totally and completely fail? Well, Dr. Evans will have the answer for us tomorrow as he talks about how God changes us from the inside out. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.